come on, Rock. It's not a game. Come on, come on. Get your head on your shoulders, man. Damn, Rock, come on! What's the matter with you?
Tomorrow. Let's do it tomorrow.
There is no tomorrow!
It's over. It's all over.
What's the truth, damn it?
I'm afraid, all right?
And so we wouldn't have had to title his mom. So what? At least it would have been real, Adrian.
It was real.
Nothing is real if you don't believe in who you are. I don't believe in myself no more. Don't you understand?
You lost that fight, Rock, for all the wrong reasons. You lost your edge. All right. I know your manager dying had you all messed up inside. But the truth is, you didn't look hungry. Now, when we fought, you had that eye of the tiger, the edge. And now you've got to get it back. And the way to get it back is to go back to the beginning. Get back.
If your definition of success is win or lose, giving everything you've got and growing or learning along the way, then you're setting yourself up for success. I really think the biggest cheat code in life is just going after it and not being concerned of whether or not you fail at one specific task. Instead, understanding the big picture, what your long-term goal is, and knowing if you keep driving forward and never f***ing quit, in the end, you will succeed.
Learn to say f*** you to the world every once in a while. You have every right to. Just stop thinking, worrying, looking over your shoulder, wondering, doubting, fearing, hurting, hoping for some easy way out. Stop it and just do!
People, remember this, is that people are time wasters, and the great majority of people have no goals, they have no priorities, they have no plans, they have no concern about becoming successful, and they think that you're the same. They think because their time isn't worth anything, that your time isn't worth anything also.
You can be anything you want to be. Remember, the saddest thing in life is wasted talent. You could have all the talent in the world, but if you don't do the right thing, then nothing happens. But when you do right, guess what? Good things happen.
Discipline your thoughts. Stop thinking too much. Don't go into the past. Don't go into the future. Be in the present. Why? Because only then it's possible that the mind is free, the capacity is free, and now you can completely immerse into whatever you are doing. And this means you have arrived. You have arrived.
Louis, a moment of pain is worth a lifetime of glory. Remember that.
The scientists in the whole world are saying the first human being for under 2 hours will be in the year 2075. But I have proved them wrong.
The first man to run a marathon in under 2 hours. One final lung-busting stride for Kipchoge. One giant leap for human endeavor. And you know, Kipchoge was right. No human is limited.
If you tell yourself the truth, if you tell yourself the truth, and the truth is, I'm not happy with where I'm at. That's the truth. The truth is, I can do more. The truth is, I can work harder than I'm working right now. The truth is, I can do more for my family. The truth is, I can do much better than I'm doing right now. And if that's the real truth, if that's what you believe, if you believe that to be the truth, you won't have to find more discipline. Discipline will find you.
I'm gonna say something to you. You're smart, you're talented, you know a few things, but talent means nothing in this game if you don't make the right choices. There's plenty of talented people out there who never see the light of day anymore. Last thing, it takes discipline. Because this whole game is one big long shot, and if you don't have the discipline to stay away from the flyers or from the gambles or whatever else you want to call a stupid move, then my friend, I'm afraid to say one day you will go down. It's inevitable. You want my advice? Make a list of everything you want now, and then plan on spending the next 25 years of your life getting it, slowly, piece by piece.
99% of these viewers watching this, 99.9, overthink everything. Naturally, if you're quite a smart guy and you're ambitious and you have big aspirations for life, you're going to overthink things. Because you're thinking, is this the best use of my time? Could I be doing something better? Maybe I should be doing what he's doing. But no, you don't need to necessarily do what he's doing. You just need to stay in your lane, but just take inspiration. Do more, think less. Action removes doubt. The more you do, the less you have time to doubt and overthink things.
Everything changed for me when I realized that we're not meant to feel excited and perfect all the time. I started accepting that where I am right now is where I'm genuinely meant to be. Tough days are all a part of the process. Lean into them. Bad days are also part of a very good and meaningful life. So on my toughest days, I think about getting through one more day, one more workout, one more rep.
Why do I stand up here? I stand upon my desk to remind myself that we must constantly look at things in a different way. See, the world looks very different from up here.
There can be no growth without goals. As soon as he said, you do not rise to the level of your goals, you fall to the level of your systems, I think people stopped thinking about goals. And he made a really great argument, which was everybody at the start line of the 100-meter race has the same goal. It's to win. So it's not the person who has the best goals. It's the person who has the best systems and preparation.
Never try to be better than someone else. Always learn from others. And never cease trying to be the best you could be. That's under your control. And if you get too engrossed and involved and concerned in regard to the things over which you have no control, it will adversely affect the things over which you have control.
You got to want it first. Then you got to work it. Then you have the opportunity to win it. But it all starts with your want. You gotta want this. I can't want this for you. You gotta want this like no other. Then the work has to happen. And see, the work and the want gotta add up together to want each other. Then that puts you in a position to win. Ain't nobody giving you no W.
The person you have to spend the most time listening to in your life is yourself. Try not to lose their respect. How on earth do you think that you're going to be able to move mountains and get out of that relationship that you don't like and move countries or change career when you can't not hit snooze, even though last night you promised yourself that you weren't going to hit snooze? And it's how people that are able to do extraordinary things have been able to get there.
Whatever I'm afraid to do, I do it. And that's my personality. Like right now, I'm scared to death. But as the fight gets closer, the less nervous I become because it's reality. And in reality, I'm invincible.
Losers let it happen. Winners make it happen. Losers see thunderstorms. Winners see rainbows. Losers see icy streets. Winners put on their ice skates. Losers take chances. Winners make choices. It's all in the way you choose to think.
But I believe style is relevant. I believe it's the morale behind the style. I think success in fighting in life is about desire and the will.
Yeah.
How bad do you want it? Is it worth dying for? That's the true greatness, is the willingness to die. So is this thing worth greatness?
These are the years where you need to put in the work, you need to grind, and you don't need to be focused on everybody else, because you staying focused on everybody else, you staying focused on the world, is giving you a false sense of reality. Like, sometimes you just need to unplug,
You will increase your confidence.
If you don't get what you want, you suffer. And even when you get exactly what you want, you still suffer. Because you can't hold on to it forever.
America was built on the backs of men who smoked cigarettes, drove without seatbelts, and had bacon for breakfast. If you miss your biohacking routine this morning, you're going to be okay. There's a time for leverage, but there's also a time for violence, which is just brute force. People get really obsessed with optimal, which is getting the most bang for your buck. But there's also maximizing, which is just getting the most bucks. You lose more life trying to optimize everything than just living it. The stress of trying to be perfect is killing you more quickly than your imperfections.
Life is a mystery. Don't waste time trying to figure it out.
Humor.
Keep a sense of humor, especially about yourself. It is a strength beyond all measure.
Change.
Now that nothing stays the same.
There's a quote that I live by. Early to bed,
Early to rise makes a man young, wealthy, and wise.
Your haters will become your congratulators. And the more stones they throw at your ass, your mansion gonna get bigger.
You wanna be that one motherfucker that every day, whether it's raining, snowing, sleeting, you lost every dime, your mom died, your dad died. You come and you bring the energy that it takes to make a team function at the highest level every day. And that's the person you want to be every day of your life.
The Stoic philosopher is the man who has liberated himself from fear. He's not afraid of death. He's not afraid of pain. He's not afraid of other people's dismissal as a fool. The only thing he cares about is that he should meet his moral obligations. Greatness is the perception that virtue is enough. An organized soul which pursues rationally the ends which are good for all human beings, that's the Stoic conception of virtue. They finally understand their greatness consists in the fact that they perceive that virtue is enough.
Because while everybody's over here being cool, and I tell people this all the time, there's no future in cool. That's a trend. That's a fad. It comes and it goes, just like dope money. Dope money comes quick and leaves quicker. Okay? We're here for a slow, but a for show. This is a marathon, not a sprint. Paso corto, vista larga, which is short steps, long vision.
General ambition gives you anxiety. Specific ambition gives you direction. There is nothing more anxiety-inducing than I want to be better, and I don't know what at, and I don't know how.
Remember, it's not what you have, but what you do with what you have that separates winners from losers. It's not what happens to you, but how you respond to what happens to you that counts. In the final analysis, your response to the adversity of life is the real measure of who you are and what you're made of. The Greek philosopher Epictetus once said that circumstances do not make the man or woman, they merely reveal him to himself.
I'm fascinated by courage and hope and self-belief and faith in order to do, to let go of something good for the chance at something that you think could be great.
It was a big risk, it was a big chance, and it was no guaranteed return ticket. It was a one-way ticket possibly to, I'm a head coach of high school football to this day.
One-way ticket to a dead end.
If you've tried several times to complete whatever mission is in front of you and you can't, sometimes it's not meant to be. But that said, there's very few times it's not meant to be. So there's sometimes you need to fucking throw in the towel, but there's a lot of times when throwing in the towel too early will take away your shot at the person that you should have been.
Let me state it this way. Will your belief that you're going to be viewed as a failure by your uncle be the sole reason that you live the rest of your life below your potential and regret everything that you don't do because of Uncle Tom?
I believe desire and will to win is everything. I don't know why I'm like I am, but my butt's always burning. There's always something to say, Art dadgummit, you're supposed to go for it. Art dadgummit, you're supposed to be somebody. You're supposed to make a difference with your life. What does the $500,000 a year person do? The $50,000 a year person doesn't do. But the winners do it. What do? They do whatever it takes to get the job done. They do it and do it and do it and do it and do it until the job gets done. And then they talk about how great it is to be somebody they're proud of. We need leaders in America who can do it. If you want to become somebody, do it. If you want to go in business for yourself, do it. If you want to become financially independent, do it. He pays the price and a little bit more. He works hard and a little bit more. He's loyal to the company a little bit more. He believes in a little bit more. He makes money in a little bit more. He saves money in a little bit more. If you want to win, you got to be tough and you can't quit.
When it comes to kind of like potential energy versus reality for people on their way up, there's this huge time delay between when we start behaving in a way that a winner behaves and when we start winning. And the problem is that the bigger the mountain you're trying to climb, the bigger the W you're trying to get, typically the more delayed it is
between the lag.
Yeah, between when you start behaving like a winner and when you start being a winner. And most people don't get the fast enough feedback loop to know that they're on the right path when they are taking these first steps in the right direction, because they have this really big goal, but they forget that with that really big goal comes the even longer delay that it takes to get there. I need the positive reinforcement, but the positive reinforcement is coming from me.
Internally. There's only one way I know to beat people who copy you: get bigger. It's not by direct conflict, but by making them shrink into irrelevance by comparison.
I'm telling you, for things to get better, you got to get better. Don't ask for it to change out there. Ask for you to change here. Don't ask for a more favorable wind. We call that naive. Don't ask for better seed, better soil. This is the only planet you got. Just ask that you can get wiser and stronger and better and be able to take care of your own responsibilities. Get better.
For everybody out there, bottom line, entrepreneurship is get ready to lose, get ready to fail. Enjoy the win. Why? Because then you appreciate it. If you win all the time, then you don't know what loss feels like. But when you know what loss feels like and failure feels like, then you work really, really, really hard when you get a W, when you get a win, to protect it.
Anytime y'all are having this little voice, they call it the big voice. Anytime you having this voice in your head, turn on a f***ing camera and say that shit to the camera. Oh, I don't feel like going to the gym today. Maybe I should just call off of work. Say that shit to the camera. Now, David Goggins say that shit, but I got one better for y'all. Say that shit to y'all kids. Say that shit to your little brother. Say that shit to your wife. Say that shit to your girlfriend. Say that shit to your grandmother, who's probably about to pass away. Just say that shit real quick. You can't you?
Whatever you don't use, you lose. Lack of use causes loss. If you tie your arm to your body, leave it there long enough, you'll never use it again. It's over for the arm. Now, it may not be over, but it's over for the arm. The only way to keep the use of this arm is what? Keep using it. If you quit, you lose automatically. They don't bring it up for a vote. You lose automatically when you quit. Now, the same thing that goes for your arm goes for your brain, mentality. The same thing goes for all the human virtues. Ambition, unused, declines. Strong feelings, unused, diminish. It doesn't grow, it diminishes. Faith, unused, decreases. It's a law. Vitality unused diminishes. Energy unused decreases.
You are your own worst enemy. You waste precious time dreaming of the future instead of engaging in the present. Since nothing seems urgent to you, you're only half involved in what you do.
Even if it's not easy, even if it's hard, it's easier than not doing it and wishing that you had done it.
Everyone's hypercritical and terrified to do anything and put themselves out there and fail. So we hyperanalyze, hypercriticize, become paralyzed, and end up doing nothing, sitting in our basements watching TikToks of other people's lives, pretending that they're happy. I was having one of those cynical days and felt like ranting a little. But honestly, there's optimism here for some low barrier of entry personal growth. Stop analyzing, stop criticizing both yourself and others, and go fail at some shit. Go give someone a good job for sucking at something, because at least they're trying. Maybe it will even give yourself permission to do the same. We find meaning in trying difficult things, not just in succeeding at them.
The second I got my head out of my ass and I realized, man, you can achieve a lot of shit if you get off your ass and you start moving and you start motivating yourself.
But we saw clearly that without the lessons that we had learned from our mistakes, we would have surely died in the desert. And when you look back on any achievement, you will find that it was preceded by many difficulties and many lessons. They are the price that you pay for your success, and no success is possible without them.
people are walking around, brother, and they're setting themselves up for failure. They wake up, they're on their phones till 12 in the bed scrolling. They don't study, they don't learn, they don't self-develop. People are just trying to make it win-win-win. No, just get rid of your deficits and the rest will just flourish. People that win long-term are the people that make it so hard to lose that it becomes easy to win. Imagine you just set yourself up for success. You open up your calendar, it's set up for success. You open up your YouTube, it's set up for success. You open up your phone book, it's set up for success. Your relationship, it's set up for success. Winning was just kind of like inevitable. So set up the systems in your life.
When you see what men can do when pushed beyond the limit of human capacity, when you see that, when you hear about it, when you read about it, well, then remember to push yourself. Push yourself every day, every moment. Get out there and get after it.
But you know what I discovered? When you're working at your dream, somebody said, the harder the battle, the sweeter the victory. It's good to you. Why? See, when it's hard and there's a struggle, see, what you become in the process is more important than the dream. That's far more important. The kind of person you become, the character that you build, the courage that you develop, the faith that you're manifesting. Oh, it's something that you get up in the morning, you look yourself in the mirror, you're a different kind of person. You walk with a different kind of spirit. And people know that you know what life is, that you have embraced life. You knew it was hard, but you did it hard.
If you stay in bed, if you stay on the couch, if you stay in your comfort zone, if you only do what is easy, your life will be hard. But if you do what is hard, if you get up, if you grind, if you are relentless, if you work as hard as possible, when other people are slacking off, your life will be easy.
People limit themselves in a crazy way. They're like, oh yeah, everybody can't do it. It's like you said, it's like, no, everybody can't do it. It takes a lot. You know what I mean? You gotta f-ing go through the shit to get it.
Michael Jordan, I remember I interviewed him years ago, and I said, what makes you the best in the world? Is it skill? Is it talent? Is it ability? Is it background? Is it training? And he was so awesome. He said, Tony, I can tell you the truth and it won't sound like hyperbole or false modesty. He said, I didn't even make the high school basketball team my sophomore year. I was cut. He said, what it is every day I demand more from myself than anybody else could possibly expect. I don't compete with other people. I compete with what I'm capable of.
The problem in this world, you see, is instant gratification. Everybody wants it now.
If you want the future to change for you, you've got to change. If you don't change, the next 6 years of your life is going to be just like the last six. You'll still be behind on your bills. You'll still be behind on your promises. If you will change, everything will change for you. If you will get better, everything will get better for you. If you'll change your philosophy, if you'll change your habits, if you'll refine your thinking, if you'll change and accept some new disciplines, if you'll turn the corner where you've been in the past, go for a new life for the future, all kinds of remarkable things will happen for you if you will change.
Do you remember who you were before the world told you who you should be? And so anytime you got to be courageous, let's look at it from the standpoint of dreams, goals, and aspirations. You got your dream, your goal, and your aspiration, and then you got reality, right? And oftentimes reality doesn't reflect the goal, the dream, and the aspiration. And so when you think courage, like being courageous and following your heart because it somehow knows what you want to do anyway, like, it's almost like instinct, right? It's almost like when you feel something that you should do, and for some strange reason, like your mind or your spirit tells you, nah, I don't want to do it, because it takes you outside of your comfort zone and it puts you in a space and place that may be unknown, or it puts you in a space and place of uncharted territory, but you know you should do it. You could feel it, right? And then you go against it.
That the magic you're looking for in life is in the work you're avoiding. And that just like kind of rocked me. There's something that you know you should be doing, whether it be working on yourself, losing weight, writing something, working on your career. The magic you're looking for in life is in the work you're avoiding. Everybody wants to be a star, everybody wants success. Everybody wants to have money. You got to work at it. If you really want to be successful, you have to work at it. Nothing is achieved without some perspiration. Nothing. Anything that is worth anything, you have to work at it. One more time.
And even if you're not where you want to be in life and you're grinding and you're on that hustle, keep grinding, but also appreciate it. Appreciate that hustle. Appreciate this thing. Appreciate this fucking beautiful, chaotic, unknown existence you're in.
The thing we call life.
I love me. So the day that you decide to stop loving me, I'm not going to love myself any less. I believe in me. If you stop believing in me, I'm not gonna believe in myself any less. If you believe that I'm irrelevant, that no one is checking for me, and that I don't mean anything to the world, because you think or believe that about me, it doesn't mean that I'm gonna believe it about myself.
Refine your goals. I don't know what ambitions you've had up until now, but this weekend would be a good time to start the process. Here's the next one, believe in yourself. And you've got to believe in the possibilities. You've got to believe in the economy. You've got to believe that tomorrow can be better than today. But here's the big one. Believe in yourself. There isn't a skill you can't learn. There isn't a discipline you can't try. There isn't a class you couldn't take. There isn't a book you couldn't read. Ask for wisdom. This is communication of the highest source. Ask for wisdom that creates answers. Ask for the wisdom that creates faith to believe things are possible.
To live life, you need problems. If you get everything you want the minute you want it, what's the point of living?
Hey man, look, I don't know if you realize this, but the life that you want to live not just gonna fall in your lap. I mean, something's gonna start clicking in your head that doing the bare minimum not gonna take you to the heights that you want to reach. I mean, you got all the potential in the world, but it don't mean nothing if you don't maximize it. So I need you to lock in and become who you're supposed to be.
Sure thing. It says, try not to resist the changes that come your way. Instead, let life live through you. And do not worry that your life is turning upside down or not going the way that you want it to. How do you know that the side you are used to is better than the one that's to come?
I don't negotiate with myself. I tell my brain, I don't go, oh, wait, I'm not ready. Or let me count to 10, or maybe I'll do it tomorrow. That pattern of thinking is what destroys most people's lives and their dreams. You can settle for a life like most people have, or you can create your dreams, but to do it, you need to be able to push yourself. So you need to train yourself in little ways. Or it could be just going and lifting weights, and you're gonna do like 10 minutes of pushing yourself, or a sprint, or a really fast walk, anything. Because when you get your blood pushing, when you push beyond what's comfortable, it develops this determination inside you, this sense of will, that you will then use everywhere else. I always say, if you discipline yourself in one area of your life, you're gonna be able to do even more in other areas.
I was wondering what your thoughts are on how to know that you're doing enough.
So first thing, you have the self-awareness. Like, you see the thing for what it is. You're not in the matrix, right? You're seeing the code. I just tried to outrun and outwork that sensation. If I just go faster and harder and work longer hours, chastise myself more, maybe eventually I'll get to the stage where things go well. Maybe that will fill the internal voice. It is far easier to achieve our material desires than to renounce them. And you have this desire, which sounds like an inner fire that you want to make a dent in the world. You want to do something. Stop fighting it. Stop fighting the fact that you want to try and work harder. Should you aim to try and discover self-love as early as possible? Probably a good idea. Spend your 20s seeing how hard you can work, because if push comes to shove and a catastrophe occurs in your business or your personal life or something at 42, you want to be able to turn around and go, for half a decade, I've ended worlds with how hard I worked and how resilient I became and stuff like that. The way that I look back on what I did was, sure, it was difficult at the time and could I have had more fun and all the rest of it. Would the self-love thing of maybe being able to get there sooner? Perhaps, but I had to earn my stripes. And if you're built the way that it sounds like you're built, which is not too dissimilar to the way that I'm built, and maybe a lot of the people in this room as well, you just need to put the work in.
The life we live, guys, is a differential of margins that's almost unmeasurable. What is successful and what is failure, the differential are so small. We're talking about seconds. We're talking about, you know, reps. We're talking about the finest echelon of measurement that will make or break someone's life to be successful at that moment. And once at that moment successful, that gives a birth of a lifestyle that's unbeatable, second to none. But in order to have that first success, you must ensure yourself that you're giving it all you can today. Because the future, we don't know, do we? We're training for that. And when I hear people say terms like good enough, it bothers me to an nth degree, because they are saying something that is justified at the moment, but not quantitative until a future endeavor of life. So therefore, they are passing judgment on now for a future event that they know nothing about.
A confident person was not born confident. A confident person is built brick by brick by brick. And all of those bricks are just different results that they got in their life.
So your brain needs pressure. It needs constant pressure. And stress and pressure is not a bad thing. We have this thing where we feel like stress is bad. It's bad for you. Bad. You know, you need to relax, man. You need to chill. Stress will kill you. No, being bored will kill you. Not having anything to do will kill you. It's much more dangerous than stress. Yes, you can work too hard. You can work where there's no soul involved. I work like a fiend because I'm writing a book, and it's a very hard process for me, and I'm working far too much, but man, I love it.
Good enough, if you think about it. Good is a positive, enough's a negative. That's an oxymoron right there. It's hypocritical in its own sense. There is nothing that's ever good enough. The only thing that's enough is at the end of the day, the nth hour, the final hour, whatever you're going for, that your hand is raised victoriously. That's when you know it's enough. And you're in the gym right now to ensure that that event goes your way. And it will never go your way, guys, if you're saying today is good enough. If you never say good enough today, I promise you tomorrow will always be enough. Whenever good enough isn't enough, you can bet tomorrow you'll have enough.
Each person's income is determined primarily by their philosophy, not by the economy. Once I understood that, then I said, well, I don't have to go to work on the economy. And the answer was no. You only have to go to work on yourself to make yourself more valuable, because it doesn't take but a few ideas to make a great difference in your income, personal life, social life, and all the rest.
The margins, guys, in life that dictates a champion, someone that's remembered, not forgotten, the legacies of life, the role models, the one that stands those tests of time I always talk about, don't know terms like good enough. It's too hard. And they failed over and over and over again so many times that they've learned what it takes to succeed. With failure comes success, and with success comes blueprints, the fundamental principles that lead to success.
It just takes work. Shitloads and shitloads of work. Every time I try and dress it up or cut a corner, I get brutally reminded the work just needs doing. The work doesn't care who you are. It just cares that it gets done.
I'm actually going to reverse quote David Goggins on this one. I love this quote that he has, which he says, "There's no shortcuts for you, David." I heard him say that, and I just love that as a refrain, which is that a lot of people look for a shortcut. But the idea that you say, like, they're not for you, you don't get to use them. You are immune to shortcuts. I just love it because then it just further shortcuts the path to the work that needs to get done.
You should push yourself beyond your limits of tolerance to find out where it is. How much can you work? How disciplined can you become? Like, can you work 12 hours a day? Can you work 8 hours a day? Can you work 3 hours a day? Like, flat out, where's your limit? And how much work can you do, and how much socialization? You should find out. Push yourself past and then back off to that point where it's optimally sustainable.
You have the opportunity to prevent catastrophe in your own life, but in order to do that, once again, you have to stand up. You have to do the right thing. You have to be uncomfortable. You have to impose the discipline on your own life.
Stop listening to the normality of life and everyone saying the way it is the way it's going to be for you. Wait is for you. It's blood, sweat, and tears today to create a foundation, the strength of tomorrow. Those days combined into whatever dream you want to be a reality. You're always fighting for that edge, always fighting for that opportunity. So it's not past, it's not missed, but lived. We're not gonna cry about those opportunities. We're gonna smile, remember them, and thank God they came, because we were ready when they came. You won't be ready if today isn't pushed with the strenuous nature and the pressure of the moment in the future that everything rides on.
There's several days I don't want to do shit. I procrastinate like a motherfucker. This is one of those days, man.
I don't know what challenges you might have in going over the stuff we've been going over in terms of amending your philosophy or going back and, you know, redoing some stuff that you might have messed up. But face all your fears. That's how you conquer them. Don't dismiss them. Just face them. Say, here's what I'm afraid of. I wonder what I could do to change that. Here's the next one. Exercise your willpower to change direction. You don't have to keep doing what you've done the last 6 years if it's not yielding you the benefits you want. My mentor helped me to review the last 6 years so I wouldn't repeat those errors the next six. See, if you're a goose, you have no choice to do the next six like you did the last six. But if you're not a goose, here's what you can do. Pick a new destination and start going that way. You say, well, I've done this for the last 2 years. I'll probably have to do it another two. And the answer is no, not in a million years. Now, you can change one little degree at a time, or if you want to, you can revolutionize the whole thing.
Look, I'm sorry your life turned out so bad, but don't blame me. You messed it up yourself. You just focused on the bad stuff when all you had to do was let go of the past and keep moving forward.
You look at YouTube and I see guys have Mike Tyson immortal, Mike Tyson God, and I'm not worthy of that.
You are Mike.
Not for somebody to praise me or anything, no. I'm always just Mike.
Can I say something?
You can say anything. I'd love for you to talk to me, brother.
You had to go through all of that so that you could change the world, dude.
Really, I don't see that. I don't know.
You don't realize how many lives you're changing, saving, because of who you are and what you've been through and how you're willing to speak about it now.
It was the beginning of this thing, or I caught that red light and therefore made me 60 seconds later to get to that cafe where I met that movie producer or that woman who became my wife or whatever that is. It don't make sense at the time, but boy, looking back, it's all a science.
There's that quote about the ironic tragedy is that life has to be lived forward but only makes sense in reverse.
Right. Yeah.
You know what happens? Most of you guys won't do the damn work. You know why? You're not disciplined. You're distracted. In this room, we will recreate you tomorrow. I will tell you this. It's not a one-day deal. It's the rest of your life deal. You make the decision to level up every single day for the rest of your life. Do you hear me? How many of you are prepared to die for what you want? How many of you are really prepared to go all in? Not care about getting embarrassed. Don't care what anyone else thinks about you. Other people are running your life. It's time for you to take back control of your life.
How to go from average to fortune. There's five simple steps. You might like to make a note of them. Here's the first one. Get serious. You don't have to be grim, but you must be serious. I know a guy that's got a half a dozen jokes keeping him from becoming wealthy. He's not known as rich. He's known as a joker, which I guess is okay if that's the kind of life you want to live. But it really isn't the best way to live. To go from average to